Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Goins from the Reimagine Schools podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 153 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the car. We are on the way to my daughter Cassie's swim meet, and I have my daughter Cassie and my son Joel in the car with me. Cassie, say hi to the nice people.
Hi.
And this is Joel.
Hi.
And so while we were heading up there, I thought I would tell you about something that is super, super helpful with Google Classroom that you might not have thought of. See, I think a lot of times we teachers will get into the desktop version, you know, the browser version of Google Classroom, and we use it to manage our assignments and to communicate with students and to return work and all of that stuff. But there is sort of a superpower that you can use with Google Classroom that comes in the mobile app. So if you haven't tried downloading the mobile app and using it, there are a couple of things that it does really well. There's probably a lot more things, but these are the two that I always come back to. So number one, probably the biggest thing I think is that it helps you to stay on top of student communication through private comments. And the mobile app makes this really, really, really easy. So basically, once you've got your mobile app connected to your Google account and it's all running, you're able to receive push notifications. Now, you can go into the settings and you can change this so that it turns off push notifications if you want to. But if you've got them turned on, then that means that you'll get a notification, just like if you get a text message or, you know, if you get a notification on social media or whatever. You get one of these push notifications whenever a student private messages you. And so what you're able to do there is you're able to take that notification, and a lot of times, you know, just like with a text message, you pull it down and you're able to reply right within that little notification window. You're able to reply just like that. So what used to take on, you know, the desktop version or the browser version, what used to take a ton of time, maybe not a ton of time, but more time definitely, replying to comments by going into the class, going into the assignment, going in and, you know, replying to that comment, you might be able to knock out in the matter of seconds. So this could be really helpful if you want to keep the notifications coming all the time. Now, I know some people want to make boundaries on when students can contact them, when they shut work off and are just done with it. And, you know, I totally respect that. That's all just fine. If you decide that you want to keep those push notifications coming at any time, then what that might mean is that a student might ask you a question that they're struggling with outside of school hours. And if they can get an answer to it right there in the moment or pretty quickly, they might be able to get something done that evening instead of having to come ask you about it the next day, which would then delay the entire process by an entire day. So being willing to shoot off some of those quick private comments with your students could potentially save the both of you a lot of time. So that's one. Another one is that within the mobile app, you're able to take a PDF version of the assignment that the students turned into you, and you're able to mark it up almost as you would with ink on paper. So you're able to either draw with your finger or draw with a stylus. You can do this with a cell phone or with an iPad or whatever. And then you can take that markup and it'll save it as a PDF file, and then you can return it to your student that way. Of course, that's only available within the mobile version of the app. So if you've never tried the Google Classroom app before, those are two reasons maybe to give it a shot. With those notifications, of course, you could even shut them off right at the end of the day whenever you're ready to you know, ready to turn things off for the day, or you could just keep them on either way. But those mobile notifications, those push notifications and the ability to mark up student work, two things you can do with the mobile app that you might not have known about. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.